So again, welcome to all our listeners all around the world, wherever you may be. I'm actually doing an evening interview today at the November Preceptors College meeting. This evening I've got Maitrey with me. Welcome to you, Maitrey. She's one of the longest standing members of the college. She can't remember exactly how long she's been in the college, maybe 10 or 12 years, but certainly one of the more experienced public preceptors. She led a retreat, well, you led a retreat,
yes,
at Akashavana recently.
Very recently, in October.
And this was a new kind of retreat?
Yes. Well, let me explain. I have been leading retreats for the women that I've privately ordained over the last, probably over the last 10 years, every other year or so. I've been leading a week retreat at Te Ratanaloka.
And that's just for anybody you've ordained, not for anybody, a particular year or anything like
that? No, for anybody I've ordained privately is invited to come on that retreat. So it's been quite a regular occurrence, yes.
Yeah. So this one out at Akashavana, why did you decide to do one at Akashavana this time rather than Te Ratanaloka?
Well, I had something of a vision.
Yeah.
During the more recent week-long retreat at Te Ratanaloka, which was probably about 2 years ago now, a bit over 2 years ago, after one of the evenings when I'd led a puja, I wasn't able to sleep. And I was really very inspired by what had been happening on the retreat, how well it had been going. And as I lay there, I thought, oh, we should do this for a month.
Right.
A week's not long enough. Well, it can only take us so far. We should do this for a month. And then I fell asleep soon after that. When I woke up in the morning, I thought, oh, that was a mad idea.
Right.
Probably people can't find that sort of time and money and so on. And I just, when I was reporting in that morning to the retreat, so the women who were on the retreat at that time, I just told them what had happened, making a bit of a joke about it in a way.
Right.
And they all responded extremely positively and said, yes, yes, let's do that.
Mm.
So I thought, well, there's some possibility here. But I also thought, well, as time passes, other things become priorities for people. But in a way, I just felt I had to try and follow it through.
Yep.
I was thinking about Khyentse Rinpoche, that Bhante said always acted out from his visions and his dreams.
This is the famous story of the banner that he puts
exactly,
on top of the tree.
Exactly, exactly. So I had that kind of sense about it, that there was something important, for me at least, in it. It seemed to be important for the women who were there.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd really try and make it happen.
Mm.
But over the next year or so, having talked to the community at Akashavana about when we might be able to go, I realised a month was really pushing it for people in terms of time they could take away.
Yeah.
So it came down to 3 weeks.
So you said you've got about, was it, it was 17 of the people you've probably ordained, so that's about half of the number.
That it's about half, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And they came, all of them came for the whole 3 weeks?
Yes, I decided I didn't want comings and goings within the retreat. So it meant, of course, that some people weren't able to come, but I think those people probably wouldn't have been able to come anyway, even for a shorter time.
And so did you have a particular theme for the whole retreat or particular practices or issues you wanted to explore?
I had all sorts of ideas at different times, but when it came to it, I just felt what we were doing was living a life in the Dharma together. So we were living as a community in a very remote and beautiful place. We didn't see anybody else apart from the community and an engineer who had to come and fix the generator at one point. But you don't see anybody else up there.
And the weather at Akashavana or not?
Sometimes it was sunny and bright. Sometimes it was wet and cold. We had all kinds of weathers, really. Yes, so That's what we did. That's right. Where we went.
So you just followed a general retreat program of meditation before breakfast, or was it open so people could come to what they wanted?
Definitely flexibility. A lot of people arrived tired, stressed.
Yeah.
So actually, because we had 3 weeks, we were able to spend a good week just really arriving,
relaxing.
I think people relaxed very deeply. And also we were fortunate in that three of us on the retreat are trained Alexander Technique teachers.
And you are as well.
I am, yeah. And we also had a cranial osteopath.
Right.
So between us, we did do sessions in the mid-morning session. We did sessions of semi-supine, which we were able to lead through very thoroughly, which allowed people to open up physically, relax even further. Yeah. And we'd follow that with a just sitting practice. Yeah. And everybody said what a significant difference it made to their comfort in meditating. Mm. Yes.
I remember the very first long retreat I ever came on, the Battle Retreat in 1987-88. You were on that retreat leading Alexander Technique and doing semi-supine. So I know the effects of that myself.
Yeah.
Can just help. Because to go deeper in meditation, you do need a sense of ease in your body, don't you?
Exactly. And I think people were able to relax very deeply on that retreat because they were, because of the length of it, they were really able to leave their work and their lives at home behind.
Yeah.
And just the place is so expansive. They were really able, we all were really able to open up to the environment.
Yeah.
And
So the effects for the people who were on the retreat, I mean, when you came to report out, have you heard any feedback since?
Yes, I did ask people to let me know, because in a way it has been something of an experiment. Mm. So I was interested to know what effect it had for people. And, it was very, very positive. Mm. People did say, a depth of Sangha connection.
Right.
That was a very, something that was often mentioned. Like some of those women had been ordained together, but others they didn't know at all. But over the course of that time, people really got to know each other quite well. And that sense of connection between them. And also, I think a real depth of experience in meditation and just in, you know, life between the sits, as it were. I think people really went to depth in their practice, in whatever shape or form that practice took. That was very noticeable. Even though it wasn't an intensive meditation retreat. We did some study at the beginning. I led some sessions of six element practice. We did sadhana practice. We had about 5 or 6 days of silence. But in a way, we entered it all quite gently.
Mm.
And, as I said, yes, a real depth of practice.
Yeah.
I think everybody experienced that.
So that sort of partly come about through the magic of the place and the spaciousness and the community context.
Yeah.
People having a longer period of time than usual on retreats, so to relax more deeply and open up.
Yeah, but I think there's something very significant about being on retreat with your private preceptor, and each. So that was the case for everybody. And that in itself connects you strongly with your own ordination.
Yeah.
So that had been my experience at Tiruvannamalai as well, that coming together, the retreat always went to depth very quickly because of that connection people were making. So, I think that was quite a strong factor in the retreat. And at the end of the retreat, we did a very simple ritual, reflecting on our names and saying again the lines of acceptance together in unison in front of the shrine, but with the words, I honour my ordination in harmony with friends and brethren. I honour my ordination with loyalty to my teachers, etc. So
a kind of reaffirmation.
In a way, it was a kind of reaffirmation, yes. Mm. Although by that point, everybody, in a sense, was already in that, very much in that frame of mind.
Mm. And did the retreat have any particular effects for you personally?
Oh, it did, yes. I think I felt a sense of fulfilment, having, you know, in a way, this the vision for this had been gestating for a couple of years, and I felt really grateful to all of those women for making the effort, time and money, to come. And they felt very grateful to me for having set it up and given us the opportunity to be together in that way. So I think there was a very sort of mutual gratitude. Mm. And yes, for me, well, my own depth of practice on the retreat and, a sense of something having been fulfilled through doing it together.
So is it going to be something you're intending to repeat, or are you going to encourage other preceptors to do something similar with their ordinance?
Well, I did say when I set it up that it might well be a one-off, a retreat of that length. I'll certainly be doing other retreats at some point in the future. Mm. But I think, it'll be some time, if ever, before we have one of that length. Mm. Again, and obviously we'll all be talking about it for some time, I imagine.
Yes, of course, you have another vision and a sleepless night after a puja and more dreams about what to do.
Maybe it would take another form the next time.
Okay, well, thanks very much for coming and sharing your thoughts about the retreat, Marjane.
Thank you.
Okay.